This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. There are nearly 16 million retail workers in the U.S. today. This year, companies like Payless, Macy's, Sears, and Radio Shack have closed thousands of stores. Tens of thousands of employees have lost their jobs. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra looks at this issue through the eyes of two retail workers on opposite sides of the country.
Fair warning, you might leave Trina Trailer's section at Macy's smelling like a flower shop.
You know the lady that's following you around trying to spray you with the perfume? That's me.
Trailer, who's 52, is a freelance fragrance specialist at a Macy's store in Los Angeles. She's giving me a tour of the Macy's in L.A.'s Baldwin Hills neighborhood, where she worked in the 90s. She walks around like she owns the place.
I do. This is home. This is where I started, in the children's department.
Back then, her daughter, Elise, was 4. Now she's 28, and they still live together.
She pays half of the bills. She knows that if she moves out, her mom will be homeless.
Trailer says she needs 3 jobs to cover her expenses. She works about 20 hours a week for $20 an hour at Macy's, plus she's a home health care worker and community organizer. She's watched as Macy's has announced store closures around the country, 65 this year.
I had to immediately Google to see which stores were closing to see if it was going to affect me. Fortunately, that round, you know, we survived, but who knows what's going to happen.
There are 31,000 fewer retail jobs now than there were a year ago, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The turmoil in retail has Elizabeth Laureano wondering if she chose the right career path. Laureano, who's 43, got laid off in April from her job as a manager at a Radio Shack store in New Jersey. The electronics retailer filed for bankruptcy this year, and it's closing more than 1,000 stores. She remembers having to tell her employees they were losing their jobs.
And then the questions are, why? Like, what's going on? And then you have no explanation because you don't even know why you're closing.
Laureano started working in retail about 14 years ago.
Retail was, it was something that was happening. The money was there. But now it's like, where are we going with this?
Now she's a greeter at a Sprint store where she took a pay cut that leaves her short about $2,000 a month. She says she needs that money to take care of her 3 kids and her grandson.
I live day by day. And I leave it in God's hands.
Laureano's job at Sprint provides a paycheck, at least. But it isn't always possible for a laid-off worker to find another job in retail. Carrie Gleason is an expert on retail employment with the nonprofit workers' advocacy group, the Center for Popular Democracy.
It's one thing if it's one store within a bigger mall and they can just go on to the next store. But if it's a regional area where it's, you know, there are some malls that are really struggling, where are they going to go?
And Gleason says many retail workers live paycheck to paycheck with nothing to fall back on. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.